The dust from yesterday's Beijing summit has barely settled, but global markets are already breathing a sigh of relief. Leaked diplomatic cables today provided the first granular look at the Dragon Eagle Stability Pact, a joint declaration that establishes a functional, transaction-based floor for the world's most volatile trade relationship. By moving beyond vague diplomatic visions, the Dragon Eagle Stability Pact focuses on high-stakes, quid pro quo, exchanges in semiconductors and critical minerals to prevent total economic decoupling. The quid pro quo, chips for minerals, the leaked cables describe a highly structured exchange designed to protect the crown jewels of both national economies. In a shift from the broad-spectrum tariffs of the early 2020s, the Dragon Eagle Stability Pact focuses on predictability. The semiconductor purchasing floor, China has reportedly agreed to a guaranteed minimum purchase volume for U.S.-produced semiconductors, specifically high-end automotive and industrial chips. The critical minerals stability corridor, in exchange, the U.S. will maintain a fixed, predictable tariff rate on Chinese processed minerals under Section 232, allowing for long-term price hedging in the EV and defense sectors. The beef and tech hedge, while beef exports provide the political win for the U.S. domestic audience, the semiconductor mineral swap is the true structural engine of the Dragon Eagle Stability Pact. The Beijing Blueprint, Transactional Stability Asset Category U.S. Commitment, China Commitment Technology, Eased Export Licenses, Mature Node Chips, Guaranteed Purchasing Floor, USD Commodities Fixed Tariff Corridor, SEC 232, Expanded Beef and Soy Quotas, Geopolitics Regular Stability Talks, Non-Escalation in South China Sea Supply Chain Diversification, Transparency Mineral Supply Guarantees, A Managed Divorce Strategy, The Reality Check. Let's call the Dragon Eagle Stability Pact what it is: a managed divorce agreement. Both sides have realized that total decoupling in 2026 is an economic suicide pact, especially with the Strait of Hormuz conflict driving up energy costs. By creating these purchasing floors, Xi and Trump are admitting that their economies are too interconnected to break without destroying domestic stability. The Dragon Eagle branding is just the diplomatic sugarcoating on a very pragmatic survival strategy.